When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the Patreon-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good friend and we discuss the top 5 of a certain topic. And today, it's my very good friend. It's Alexi Toliopoulos. Yay!
Hey, Josh. How you doing, brother?
I'm very... Although, the listeners might know, my voice sounds a bit croaky. I had a COVID test this morning.
Really?
I don't think I have it, but I just have like a sore throat,
Runny
nose. I've lost my sense of smell. And my body is just breaking down. I don't think it's COVID, but it's. I just thought, you know, you
sounds
better.
Sounds a little like COVID.
You better go check. No, I've got a sore throat, and I had the test, and it's my second test ever. Mm-hmm. I had the first test like 15 months ago.
Yeah,
they don't dig as deep anymore.
No, it's a completely different experience. I've had it 3 times.
Yeah.
The first time I did it, they don't have this service anymore. I applied the test to myself. It was a send home kit, and now I would love that to come back, but you know.
Well, the first time I thought, oh, the nose one I'm not going to enjoy, but, you know, you do it. But it was the throat one last time that really affected, like, it went so far back. And then after that, I was like, oh, this is all going to hurt. And then they felt like they were scraping my brain with the nasal one. And this time, it was just the top of the roof of my mouth. And then the nose one, it went a bit further back than I would have liked, but it was not that, like, I reckon last time I had a headache for, like, the whole next day.
I like it. I keep going back. I like that danger. I like that little sense of that little tickle that it gives you.
I had a guy. So I do these HIIT training sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy there was like, oh, if you just go get the test and they get a medical certificate, you get $450. You just do that every week. And I'm like, no, you can't. Like, they're going to, if you're going every single week and getting $450, they're going to cotton on. They're going to go, oh, this person's like made like $14,000 from COVID tests.
That would be awesome. That would be a great job. Just like, I'm the guy that get tested for the whole community, find out where it is.
Hey, what we're talking about today. Now, this is kind of like a sequel to last week's episode. So last week I talked about top 5 actresses, female actors.
Mm-hmm.
It was a whole thing where I wasn't sure what they were called.
As someone that regularly talks about film as my job and hosts film trivia, I have to be specific and I say, yes, listen, I don't use this term, but I'm using it to make a distinction so it's easier for you to understand what I'm talking about, okay?
Yeah. But it was with Kelly Festuca, and now we're doing the male equivalent. We're doing male actors.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm doing male actresses, actually, is what I'm doing.
Well, was that the, like, people often, like, if I tweet something about AFL and then AFLW, people will go, you mean AFLM? I'm like, I know, but I'm so used to saying AFL. You know, I mean, right.
I'll what is in my heart.
I'll be better. I'll listen. I'll go away. I'll listen and I'll be better. But we're talking actors. Now, I'm really excited about this because you are a self-confessed cinephile.
Mm-hmm.
You love the films.
I love cinema. I love acting. I love watching actors interacting with each other.
Well, I feel I'm out of my depth here, having someone with your expertise. So I've done this, and this is what I did last time as well. I've chosen mine to be people who, I'm not saying they're the best actors, but they're the actors that when I see them in the cast list, I'm like, oh, great, I like that person. Mm-hmm. I'm in.
That's a good way to go about it, I reckon.
Even though the movie might not be my cup of tea, I'm like, I'm in with this. This is good.
For me, when I was putting my list together, because it's the thing I'm obsessed with most is like actors and movie stars. Like I love it. It's what I've researched my entire life is film. Yeah. So I tried to go about it a different way. I tried to cut out the movie star from my brain. I'm like,
okay,
no movie star, because that brings a different kind of energy to the screen, different things. Yep. I'm like, okay, I'm looking at craft, I'm looking at different elements, I'm looking at versatility, and I'm looking at kind of technique and maybe groundbreakingness as well, like kind of things that I was looking at. And I Yeah, that's kind of where I landed. There's no one who I would say is a proper movie star like a George Clooney or someone who I think is a tremendous actor, but there's an energy to movie star that just draws you in differently where they may not be doing like a chameleonic or versatile performance. So I had to narrow it down somehow is what I'm trying to say.
I've just chosen five absolute dreamboats. Wow. So, yeah,
I like that. If you
look good on a big screen, oh, I'm in.
Who were your actresses last week, might I ask?
Scarlett Johansson was number one, and I talked about how it was because of the film Her, which I really like, where she plays the voice of her, and it was such a great performance that, like, and I think it's sometimes, like, when people are so beautiful, sometimes you think, oh, they're not that good at acting because they're just good looking, and then you see, in that film, you're like, oh no, you were so great in that.
Yes.
And it's So number one, Julia Louis-Dreyfus was number two.
Fantastic pick. Yep.
Off the top of my head, I cannot remember the other ones, but I'll email them to you.
Do you know who I would have put at my number one if I was on that?
Who was number one?
Number one and two. I'll go number one and two. Dramatic would be Jenna Rollins from like great 70s actress who was in like A Woman Under the Influence, John Cassavetes' wife and creative partner. One of probably the all-time greatest actor in my opinion. And number two, edging to close to number one, will be Lisa Kudrow. I love Lisa Kudrow so much.
I'm currently reading... Have you read the Live from Saturday Night Live book? Like Live from New York?
Yeah. Yes.
I've never read it before, and I'm reading it. And Lisa Kudrow, was down to her and another woman to be on the cast of SNL. And she's like talking in this book going, thank God I didn't get it because I wouldn't have got the career I've had now.
Absolutely.
And it's like, and you think, she would have been great in the show though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's one of my all-time favorite actors. So I just want to give a shout out to Lisa Kudrow. It's one of the best performers ever on screen.
Have you watched the Friends reunion?
I haven't watched it yet.
She's really cool in that too.
Although, I would watch it for her. I think she is the best.
Her and Matt LeBlanc come off great in that.
Mm-hmm.
David Schwimmer does as well. The others are in it as well. I mean, I think Matthew Perry said he had some dental problems.
Yeah.
And so he was a bit out of it. And so, I don't know, he's had his own issues. But Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox, everyone's really nice. But what ruined it was they kept on doing all these other shit around it. It was like they had James Corden interview with them, which he didn't need to.
Let me tell you, James Corden ain't making my freaking list today, dudes.
they had like a fashion show. Then they had like Lady Gaga come out and sing Smelly Cat with Lisa Kudrow. And at the start, it was like, I don't think Lisa Kudrow knows who this is. And then as it went on, you went, oh, no, they've planned this bit together.
Yeah.
But it was that thing at the start going, this is... I just wanted to see the cast talking about it.
That's
but then
it
was that thing. It was like they obviously spent so much money on it. They're like, we in case the cast aren't very good, we need to put some extra stuff around it just so we get our, value for money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, my number five. Are you ready, Alexi?
I cannot wait.
Here we go. Number five, Lakeith Stanfield is my number five actor. I think he's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who don't know, he's in Atlanta. He's in Get Out. He's in Sorry to Bother You, which I think is a really great film, which Peter Jones told me about. And he's also in Uncut Gems.
He's also one of the titular characters in Judas and the Black Messiah, Oscar nominated. This is a great pick, Josh. I think you picked a proper legend of the future, if you ask me.
Yeah, I did. Like, he's been in a few podcasts as well that I've heard. Like, he was on Comedy Bang Bang.
Mm.
And he went along with it really well, but you could tell that like Scott Aukerman, the host of that, was a bit like wary, going, "Oh, are you all right?" Like, it kept on kind of referring to him, like trying to get him into it as well.
Yeah.
But when he was in, he was fine. But then, not long after that, I don't know if you follow him on Twitter. He had a bit of a Twitter breakdown.
Oh, really?
Where a lot of people were worried about him, saying, "Hey, if anyone knows," he's like Patton Oswalt was like, "Hey, if anyone knows Lakeith, can you go around and check on him? We're worried about him." Ooh. And then the next day, he came out and said, "Yeah, sorry about that. Just had a I'm just going to step away for a bit." And so it was, I don't know. I hope he's not another troubled soul. I hope he like has a long, long career. But he's so good.
Fantastic. His next film or film that's like in production with him currently is probably the film I'm most looking forward to in the next couple of years. It's an adaptation of my favorite book in the last few years called Notes from a Young Black Chef by the chef Kwame, who's in Top Chef and stuff.
Yep.
And it's like his autobiography. And so he's playing the young Kwame on Weechi in it. I cannot wait to see it because that book is fantastic. It's like Kitchen Confidential for a new generation. Yep. And I love food movies. And I can't wait to see him like as this character.
Just to go back a bit, you said it's the most you're looking forward to this movie the most in the next couple of years.
Yes.
You are forgetting Jackass Forever is coming out in October. Course. So yes.
Oh, I've watched the trailer a half dozen times, baby. And I will break any restriction to watch it with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.